Everyone, I hope you had a great weekend. Praise the Lord and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. I'm here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic, and we have group prayer. And I assign you a new daily task to complete each day, and it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Well, let's get started with today's hot breakfast. Our topic for this morning is your mouth is going to get you in trouble. Your mouth is going to get you in trouble. And our scripture comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 20. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, reach out to me, as well as enter your prayer request on my website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now you should have your word ready, and I can tell you I'm excited about this word today. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 5, and I am reading from the KJV. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they were both now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Now pay attention to how Zacharias responds to the angel. "And Zacharias said unto the angel, 'Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years.' And the angel answering said unto him, 'I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, this is our last verse, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. What is our topic for this morning? Your mouth is going to get you in trouble. Now, in this word that we just read, we are witnessing, of course, later, but spiritually, we're witnessing the time when God sends Gabriel to proclaim to Zacharias, who is the husband of Elizabeth, who is the cousin of Mary, the mother of Jesus, about the birth of John the Baptist. And Zacharias is a priest, and he's in there doing what he should be doing as a priest, preparing to do what a priest does. And God took the time to send an angel to Zacharias to say, I have heard your petition that you want a child. Now, I'm not answering you through a small whisper in your ear. I'm not answering you, Zacharias, through a dream, but I'm taking the time to send Gabriel, who stands in my presence, to inform you that I've heard the petition and I have granted your request. Now, instead of Zacharias being excited, instead of Zacharias saying, oh, hallelujah, I knew you were coming to give me my miracle, Lord. I knew you were coming to reconcile my family. I knew you were coming to heal my body. I knew you were coming to bless in this situation. He becomes incredulous, amused, if you will, amazed. How is this really going to happen in our old age? And because he becomes incredulously amazed in his mind, he opens his mouth and speaks that doubt, that disbelief into the atmosphere. So he says, how are you going to do this? We're old people. Now listen to how Gabriel responded. He didn't say, it's okay, I understand that you're old and you really couldn't believe God. I understand that what I'm saying to you is very surprising. He put his foot down, if you will, and said, wait a minute. Do you know who I am? Do you know who's standing in your presence answering your petition? I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. I'm not some little down the line at the bottom of the totem pole intermediary. I stand in the presence of the Almighty. And he sent me to answer your request. How dare you laugh at that? How dare you confess something in opposition to the word of God? So because of that, because you didn't know how to shut your mouth, because you didn't know how to keep your confession in alignment with the word or the promise, I'm going to shut your mouth. Because sometimes, if you want to really be blessed, you got to learn to shut your mouth. Sometimes, if you want to see the miracle, you got to learn to shut your mouth, because your mouth will get you in trouble. I will tell you that this happened to me over this weekend. Someone had planned or has planned this major event for me on March 25th, and I didn't know anything about it until the person told me that the event had been planned. The person had the date, the time, everything. And this is an event in my honor. It's a great thing. And I remember replying, well, you know, usually if you're planning this kind of event in the person's honor, you should collaborate with the person to make sure. And that didn't change the person's perspective or anything. The event is planned, and, you know, all I need you to do is show up. Well, of course, I'm a female. You can't just tell a female to just show up, you know, for an event that you've planned in her honor, right? Because those of you who are listening know that we have to get our hair done. We got to plan to get our nails done. We got to go out and pick out that right dress, everything that's just right for, you know, something you're planning for us. We have to go get our facials. We got to get shoes. I mean, for females planning, you planning a major event in our honor, that's a significant thing. Now, men sometimes can just show up. They can just groom in one day and do everything, and they're there. That's not how it works for females. So something happened to the person who is planning this event, something catastrophic, and it can impact what happens over the next few months or few years for the person. So I reached out to the person, you know, to really see if they still wanted to host this event because everything that's going on. And to be truthful, I could not get a straight answer. It was more of a wait and see kind of answer. So I was talking with one of my friends who definitely has my best interest at heart on the phone, and I was telling her all of the things that I'm still doing in preparation for the event because I, you know, it's already planned. And if the person turns around and says, okay, yes, we're ready, I can't be ready at the last minute, so I need to still be ready. And my friend, who has my best interest at heart, was listening to that. And so she was trying to, I guess, prepare me to, you know, go ahead as well and be doing other things because, you know, this event will take a whole day. It's going to take all your time, and you're preparing for it, but you don't really know because the person doesn't know what's going on, what may happen. And then I was even telling the friend, because this event will open doors to other things in my life down the road. So one of the things I was also doing is I was looking for a new home because around the end of this year, I want a new home. And so I was telling the friend about it, and I'm looking at this particular home in these particular areas. And then the friend said, well, you may just want to look over here, you know, which is where I am right now. And out of my spirit, before I could even think about it, I said, no, either I believe God or I don't. It just came out. That was my confession. So I said, I'm going to be doing everything I'm supposed to be doing in preparation for this day. You know, this is a huge event this person has planned for me. So I'm going to be doing everything I'm supposed to do in preparation for that particular date. I will definitely know before that date because, you know, there is one or two major things that the person who planned it has to do. But I'm going to continue to do my part because either I believe it or I don't. And so I got to go ahead and just be doing these particular things. Now, what's so interesting, if you heard me, is that I didn't have to think about it. I didn't have to sit there and ponder. What was in me, what I believe, just came out in my expression. See, if you get to the point, if you will get to the point, if you will begin to groom your own minds, groom your own lives, groom your own confessions, groom your own conduct, to get to a point where you just believe God, no matter what the external circumstances look like, then your mouth will stop getting you in trouble because your confessions will be in alignment with what you truly believe, and what you truly believe will be in alignment with what God told you, because what God told you will be in alignment with His word. God told us in Revelation 3:16, I wish you were hot or cold. In other words, I wish you would believe or not believe, rather than be lukewarm, because I hate a lukewarm spirit. I hate a lukewarm confession. I detest it so much that I spit lukewarm people out of my mouth. That's what He said in the Word. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, the Bible tells us that the power of life and death is in our tongue. You're exactly right. It tells us that in Proverbs 18 and 21, so quit killing your blessings. Quit aborting your miracles. Quit destroying your marriages. Quit coming in and obliterating your families, your promotions, your job, whatever it is that you believe, because your mouth is not in alignment with the word of God. So then you keep getting yourself in trouble. You keep delaying your blessings. You keep preventing your miracles from coming into fruition. And even worse, sometimes you will cause what was meant for you. You will cause what God has planned for you to not only be aborted, but for someone else to usher it in. You think I'm not telling the truth? Go to the book of Numbers, chapter 20. God told Moses to bless the children of Israel. But Moses, in all of his anger, his exasperation, turned around and struck the rock. And when he struck it, God came to him in Numbers 20 and 12 and told him, because this is how you answered what I told you. You won't make it into the promised land. What you say, God, after Moses has gone through all of this trouble, gone before Pharaoh all of these times, gone through the plagues, led the children of Israel through the Red Sea, tarried with them out in the wilderness, helped bring down manna. He's done all of these things, and you're going to tell me that because he struck the rock, because his mouth came in and spoke in opposition to what you said, he won't get to go into the place of promise? Numbers 20 and 12, KJV. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because you believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Listen, folks, God has heard your petitions. God has answered your prayers. God has already sent Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, to speak into your life and tell you that he heard you. And not only that he heard you, but he has answered you. God has spoken to you in a small voice. God has spoken to you in prophecy. God has spoken to you through dreams. God has spoken to you through other people in your life. How dare you now speak in opposition? How dare you be a Zacharias? If you don't know how to open your mouth and speak in alignment or in conformance with the word of God, then just close your mouth before it gets you in trouble. Now, this does not mean that you have the right to suppress what God is doing. This does not mean that you have the right to say, I just won't speak of it at all. Because that's not faith. That's actually doubting. Some people will say, well, for example, maybe you've been diagnosed with a serious illness or cancer or something like that. Or maybe, you know, your marriage is in a bad place. So some people will say, well, I just won't speak the diagnosis, or I won't speak that my marriage is in a bad place, thinking that somehow that is the same as not speaking bad things into the atmosphere. No. That's not how it works. See, the fact may be that you've been diagnosed with an illness. The fact may be that your marriage is in a bad place. That's a fact. But the truth is that by his stripes you are healed. The truth is that God has already healed you. The truth is that God has restoration for your marriage, because these are the things you prayed about. So you're able to open your mouth and say, the doctor diagnosed me with this, but I am healed in the name of Jesus. And because I am healed, I continue to do the things that I would have been doing. I continue the plans that I've already made. We continue to prepare in the marriage for the anniversary. I continue to do what I'm supposed to do on my job for the promotion. I continue, in other words, to move forward. Because everything that I'm confessing with my mouth, everything that I'm doing in my conduct is in conformance with the word that God spoke with me, because the word that God spoke with me, to me, for me, is in alignment with his promise, his divine purpose for me, which is in alignment with the word of God. That's why the angel said, let me shut your mouth, because this thing is bigger than you. This forerunner, John the Baptist, is bigger than you. He has to come and be the forerunner of Jesus. So this is bigger than your own disbelief, Zacharias. There are other people involved in this situation. It's bigger than you. So let me shut your mouth before you allow your mouth to get you in trouble. Let's get ready and go into prayer because we're running out of time and I'm on fire this morning because this is even for me. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus this morning asking the forgiveness of every sin, asking you to help us shut our mouths when we're in disbelief. Help us, Lord, also to understand that whatever you've promised us, it must come to pass because you're not a man that you should lie, so that we can align our mind and our spirit with the promise so that when we open our mouths, it will be in alignment and it will be the right confessions because we are not lukewarm and we are not in doubt. Help our unbelief, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to realize that we don't have to suppress the issues of life. We don't have to suppress what we're going through. We don't have to suppress the adversities, the hostilities, the battle, nor the war, but rather we can open our mouths in confession with what you have said in alignment with your word, and it will cause you not only to answer, but to send Gabriel in our presence, who stands in the presence of God with a direct message from God. I heard you. I've answered you. Go forth and do what you're supposed to already be doing. Quit waiting. Quit holding it up. Quit having a wait-and-see atmosphere. Do what you are supposed to be doing. Evidence your faith by your works. Lord, I come in agreement with everyone listening today for all of their needs. Everything that they're laying before you, everything that I've laid before you, you know what we need, God. Help our unbelief. Help our confession to be in alignment with what you say despite everything that's going on. Help us to stop letting our mouths get us in trouble. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Bless him wherever you are this morning. Hallelujah. Our announcement for this morning, praise the Lord, is for you, number one, to remember that I am taking your prayer requests online and I'll be praying for them on air every Friday. So please go to the Field the Fire website, enter your prayer request. You don't even have to state your name so that I can pray over them on air as well as read your testimonies. That is at fieldthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. The next thing is that I want you to make sure that you encourage others today to come back and hear this word because I know you know some people where their mouths have been getting them in trouble. This broadcast will be posted on my Field the Fire website after 8 a.m. Eastern on the morning motivation page. Again, that is fieldthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. And do not forget that tomorrow is Triple Threat Tuesday, where you get motivated, get educated, and get heard. So don't forget to meet me for breakfast in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern so that I can tell you more about that and we can get ready and cut up our hot breakfast for our soul. Your task for today is to pick up everything that you dropped, that you left off, that you stopped doing in preparation for all the other things that you had planned or should have been doing because you had allowed yourself to get into a wait and see attitude or because you just stopped believing altogether, whether it's for your healing, whether it's for your marriage, whether it's for your children, your finances, your job, your own peace and happiness, whatever it is that you just dropped because you thought, well, God isn't going to answer me. This is impossible. Evidence your faith by your works and pick it back up immediately. I'm still planning for this event because that's all that's in me. So that's all that can come out of me. Today is your day to reclaim everything you let go of because of what has happened or is happening in your life. Go back and take it back, okay? Get back to work on what God promised you. I will see you in the morning. You know we have a breakfast date Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. I feed you well, so don't leave me. sitting at the table by myself. I'll see you in the morning for breakfast, everyone. Love you. 6:30 a.m. Eastern. I hear